There's going to be a voice missing from the NPR choir after today. It's thoughtful. It has gravitas. It's our bass.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, a random drawing.
Robert Siegel is retiring today after more than 40 years at NPR, 30 as co-host of All Things Considered, a radio career that started when he covered the 1968 demonstrations at his alma mater, Columbia University, if you believe Wikipedia, which he would tell us not to. And always, even on his first day reporting for ATC in 1987, he exuded a calm authority.
Venezuela is likely to send a right-wing terrorist back to his native Italy. He's wanted there for
Robert Siegel earned some of this industry's highest awards, including a coveted cameo on The Simpsons. Who can forget when the curmudgeonly Mr. Burns watches as a wing of his mansion is destroyed and Robert shows up with a boombox?
The Antonin Scalia bedroom.
It's a National Public Radio broadcast center now.
Who are you?
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered.
And he had the respect of colleagues. In 2015, Laura Larson told Scott Simon about how working at NPR prepared her to be a Jeopardy contestant.
The way I got through the day every day was don't disappoint Robert Siegel. Don't let Robert Siegel down by letting something wrong get on the air.
Demonstrations of Robert Siegel's commitment to the facts and to holding people in power accountable come daily. But in 2005, after Katrina hit New Orleans, NPR had reporters on the ground telling us about people on rooftops waiting for rescue, floating corpses, and at the New Orleans Convention Center, more than 2,000 people in horrific conditions, no water or food. The Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff was overseeing the operations and seemed unaware.
We are hearing from our reporter, and he's on another line right now, thousands of people at the convention center in New Orleans with no food.
Right,
zero.
You know, as I say, I'm telling you that we are getting food and water to areas where people are staging. And, you know, it's, the one thing about an episode like this is if you talk to someone and you get a rumor or you get someone's anecdotal version of something, I think it's dangerous to extrapolate it all over the place. The limitation here is on the ground, and as soon as we can physically move through the ground with these assets, we're going to do that. So,
Ms. Secker, when you say that we shouldn't listen to rumors, these are things coming from reporters who have not only covered many, many other hurricanes, they've covered wars and refugee camps.
Well,
I mean, these aren't rumors; they're seeing thousands of people there.
And then there is also the Robert Siegel of unbound intellectual curiosity and bemusement. And that brings us to this conversation from 2016 with a comedian and voice actor, John Benjamin, who released an experimental jazz album, emphasis on experimental.
This track is called I Can't Play Piano. I'm sorry, I can't say it. This is called I Can't Play Piano, Part 2, and it's obvious you can't play piano.
I really can't, and it really shows.
and yet here you are playing with some guys who seem to know what they're doing quite well.
They were very accomplished jazz musicians that I played with and me.
The name of this album is... Well, I should have subtitled Learn to Play the Piano.
It's very literal.
Well,
that is real untapped untalent. He's good.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, yeah.
He really does.
Yeah.
But that's just not as interesting.
You think it lacks the complete sense of freeform surprise that we have when you're actually...
He's not taking any risk. He just knows how to do it.
How safe to actually...
I feel bad for people like that, yeah.
In an interview this week, WBUR's All Things Considered host Lisa Mullins told Robert he was the voice of NPR and asked about his legacy.
I'm not the voice of NPR. There are lots of great voices on NPR, and broadcast journalism is a team sport. I hope that what all of us leave here to people is a journalism, a broadcasting that's based on interesting, rational discourse, that's not just about insult and vituperation, but that addresses the real curiosities of Americans who deserve to get a straight take on what's happening in their country and around the world. That's a pretty ambitious legacy, but I think NPR has done pretty well over the past few decades.
This afternoon on ATC, Robert Siegel will say goodbye for himself. But for now, from all of us at Here and Now, thank you, Robert, for informing, questioning, maintaining your dignity, making us laugh. Please, come up with a recipe for something like cranberry relish, like Susan Stamberg did, so we can hear from you forever.
I was in the Persian Gulf state of Qatar.
In West Berlin, this is Robert Siegel.
Atop the levee at Hannibal, Missouri. In the north of Moscow, at the softball field in Hemmingford, Quebec, this Little League stadium is in a big Havana sports complex. In Silivri, an outer suburb of Istanbul, I'm on the Avenue Habib Bourguiba, which is the main drag of Tunis. I met Ken Emanuelson for lunch at a downtown Dallas cafe.
In Chillicothe, Ohio, this is Robert Siegel.
I caught up with Beagle at Kay's, the hamburger joint in Troy, Ohio.
In a shoe repair shop, one block from Red Square.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Jerusalem, in the eastern Slovakia.
Listeners, leave your goodbyes for Robert with this story at hereandnow.org.